好，非常感谢王姐妹帮我们唱的这首诗歌，让我们可以把自己的思想专注到上帝的面前。Pastor Mark, I think we're ready for the lesson, study. We will give the time to you.
Thank you so much. Let us pray as we start.
让我们开始的时候一起先来做个祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
天父上帝。
we thank you with all of our hearts for the opportunity to study your word.
感谢主，让我们有这样的机会学习上帝的话语。
We know that your word is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道你的话语是圣灵感动而有的。
And that every time we study your word, we are blessed.
我们每一次学习你话语的时候，都会得到福气。
So we come with open hearts.
所以我们打开心门。
We come with ready minds.
我们的思想也预备好。
We come anticipating the special blessing of God.
我们期望着上帝给我们特别的祝福。
Thank you. Dear Jesus, that you will be with us through the Spirit as we study.
感谢耶稣，你在圣灵里面与我们同在。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
And I want to thank our sister for the song. I didn't understand the words, but my heart was moved with that powerful song.
非常感谢刚才姐妹所唱的诗歌，虽然是中文。马可芬尼牧师他听不懂，但是呢，他唱歌的热情，给大家带来的感动。
Now, the theme of our Bible study this quarter is the great controversy between good and evil.
所以在这一季度当中，我们学课的内容是善恶之争的这个题目。
What is the great controversy?
什么是善恶之争？
If you were asked in Sabbath school to define the great controversy, what would you say?
如果在安息日学当中让你来确定给善日争给一个定义的话，你会怎么说？
The great controversy has to do with that conflict between good and evil.
所谓的善日争就是善和恶之间的斗争，
That conflict between Christ and Satan.
就是撒旦和耶稣基督之间的斗争。
Well, how did this great controversy begin?
那这个善恶之争是怎么开始的呢？
God created a perfect angel in heaven.
上帝在天上，他最初造的是一个蛮完美的天使。
Every one of the angels were created perfectly by God.
像每一个天使，上帝创造的都是完美的。
But God gave each one of them the power of choice.
但是上帝给他们每一个人有选择的权利。
He did not force them to serve him.
他没有强迫他们要顺从他。
They were to serve him by love.
他们借着爱要来服务上帝。
And if you take away the power of choice,
如果你把选择拿走的话，
you cannot love.
那就没有爱了。
And if you cannot love, you cannot be truly happy.
如果你没有爱的话，那就没有快乐可言了。
So God gave his beings the power of choice.
所以上帝给创造的人以及生灵呢，有选择的权利。
One of these beings, Lucifer, being of dazzling brightness, rebelled against God.
但是呢，明亮之星、早晨之子的路西弗呢，他就反叛了上帝。
He said God was unfair.
他说上帝不公平。
God was unjust.
上帝也不公平。
God demanded obedience, but would not give love.
上帝虽然说人要服从他，但是呢，他没有完全爱人类。
So God has allowed this great controversy to play out in the universe.
所以，上帝允许在宇宙当中善恶之争可以进行下去。
Adam and Eve listened to Lucifer's lies, and they too fell for that deception.
所以，亚当夏娃因为他们听了撒旦的欺骗，所以呢，也是进入了罪恶当中。
But God gave them the promise of the Messiah.
但是上帝给他们应许会有弥赛亚的来到。
Millenniums passed.
所以经过几千年的时间
，Jesus came.
耶稣来了。
And Jesus revealed what God is like.
耶稣向我们显示上帝是怎么样的。
Every miracle that Christ performed said, "This is what God is like."
所以耶稣他行使的每一个神迹都向我们显示上帝是怎么样的。
And on the cross of Calvary, Christ dies to reveal the Father's immense love.
就在十字架，当耶稣被他舍命的时候， 就向我们显示了上帝的爱。
So in this week's lesson, week number two, we study the subject of the central issue in the great controversy.
所以在第二课当中，我们学课当中第二课就讲到这个中心的核心的问题。
Love versus selfishness.
是慈爱还是自私呢？
So let's jump right into lesson number two.
我们看第二课的内容。
You'll notice the memory verse is from Isaiah 41, verse 10.
在学科当中，以赛亚书41章第10节是我们的存心节。
And the Bible puts it this way in Isaiah 41, verse 10. This is our theme text for the week.
所以在以赛亚书41章第10节，我们的主题经文，圣经是这么说的。
The scripture says, Fear not, for I am with you.
圣经说,不要害怕,因为我与你同在。Be
not dismayed, for I am your God.
不要惊慌,因为我是你的上帝。I
will strengthen you.
我必坚固你。Yes,
I will help you.
我必帮助你。I
will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。There's
a conflict waging in the universe.
在宇宙当中有一个战争。But
we are not alone.
但是我们不是孤单的。
Jesus says,
耶稣他来到我们当中,
I will be with you.
他说,我要与你们同在,
I will strengthen you.
我要坚固你,
I will help you.
我要帮助你,
I will hold you up when you think you're going to fall.
当你觉得你要跌倒的时候, 我会扶持你。
I don't know what struggle you may be going through today.
我不知道今天你遇到什么样的困难。
I don't know what difficulty you may be experiencing.
我不知道在你的生活当中有没有什么难处。
I don't know what challenges you may face in your individual life.
或者在你个人生活当中遇到一些挑战。
Challenges in the family.
可能家庭里面遇到一些问题。
Challenges in your community.
可能在社区当中遇到有些难题。
But I know this.
但是我知道有一点。
God is with you.
上帝是与你同在的。And
that is the theme of the lesson.
所以这就是学课的主题。Whatever
persecution we go through.
不管我们遇到什么样的逼迫。Whatever
difficulties we face.
不管什么难题我们遇到。Whatever
challenges we experience.
不管我们经历什么样的挑战。God
is with us.
上帝是与我们同在。So
let's let our mind go back 2,000 years.
所以让我们回到2000年之前。Let's
suppose that 2,000 years ago, you were a herdsman, you were herding your sheep.
大家可以想象一下, 2000年前, 你是一群牧羊人。Do
you hear the sheep going ba ba ba?
你在牧羊的时候, 听见羊群在ba ba ba在叫吗?
Use your imagination now.
可以想象一下。You're
herding your sheep.
来，你是牧羊人，在这个赶着一群羊。And
you're on the Mount of Olives.
那在橄榄山上面。And
you come across Jesus.
你就遇到了耶稣。He's
teaching his disciples.
他是在教导门徒。And
he looks over the Kidron Valley at the Jewish temple.
所以他就这个在基顺谷里面呢，就看到犹太人的圣殿。And
you listen carefully to what Jesus is saying.
你就仔细听耶稣在说什么。And
he says,
耶稣说,
The temple will be destroyed.
啊, 圣殿要被毁。Not
one stone will be left upon the other.
就是没有一块石头要留在石头上不被拆毁了。You
are amazed.
啊, 你听耶稣这么讲的就感到很惊奇。And
Jesus talks about the signs leading up to the destruction of the temple.
耶稣就讲到, 耶路撒冷被毁的将会有的一些预兆。
Which are signs in miniature signs that would lead up to the end of time.
但是这个预兆呢，也是和末时要来到之前的预兆是有联系的。But
if God is a God of love,
但上帝是充满着爱的上帝。
And he is,
他确实是充满爱的。
Why would he allow such suffering and heartache in the destruction of the temple?
但上帝充满爱，为什么会允许耶路撒冷被毁灭？因为这是很令人伤心的事情。
Thousands of men, women, and children died when the Roman armies came and destroyed the temple.
当罗马军队来毁灭耶路撒冷的时候呢，成千的市民呢，在那个时候都被杀了。
Thousands of people were trapped in the city.
有很多人是被困在城市当中。
The Roman soldiers surrounded the city.
罗马兵丁呢，他们围困了耶路撒冷。
No food could be shipped in, no food could come out.
所以食物呢，不能够进入到城市里面，也不能够出去。
It would be more accurate to say no people could come out to gather food.
就是人呢，不能从城市里面出来到外面寻找食物。
Some Jewish men tried, and they went out and picked a few plants, but they did that at the risk of their life.
有一些犹太人，他们在别人不注意的时候，偷偷到外面呢，要寻找一些可以吃的东西，但是就冒着生命的危险。
Things became so serious that the hunger was so bad that some chewed on the shoe leather of their shoes.
人们因为没有东西吃，变得非常的饥饿，实在忍不住没有东西吃了，他们就吃用这个皮质做的鞋子上的皮。
Many died of hunger.
很多人因为饥饿而死。
And when the Romans finally attacked the city,Many were killed by the sword or by the fires that were burning.
所以当罗马人最后来攻击这个城市的时候，很多人被箭杀死，他们也放火，很多人被火烧死。
But the question is, where was God in all this?
但有人问这个问题，上帝在整个这个过程当中在哪里？
What were God's thoughts toward it?
那上帝他的想法是什么？
We take our Bible and turn to Luke chapter 19.
我们看一看路加福音第十九章。
And we look at verse 41. Luke 19, verse 41.
路加福音十九章的第四十一节。
And here we get a glimpse of what God in Christ thought about all of this.
我们就可以看看上帝和耶稣基督他们当时的想法是什么。
We read Luke 19, 41 to 44.
路加福音十九章四十一到四十四节是这么说。
Reading verse 41.
四十一节。
Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城就为他哀哭。
Jesus had warned them, but now Jesus is weeping.
耶稣已经为他们将要发生的事情来发出警告，现在他为耶路撒冷哀哭。
Verse 42.
四十二节。
If you had known, even especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they're hidden from your eyes.
说巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
For the days will come when your enemies will build an embankment around you and surround you and close you in on every side.
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你。
They will level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave you in one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation.
并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Let's add to this Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 and 38.
我们也看一看马太福音二十三章三十七到三十八节。
We learn from Luke 19 that Jesus was weeping. His heart was broken over Jerusalem.
从路加福音十九章，我们看到耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭，他的心碎了。
When we read in Matthew 23, verse 37 and 38,
我们从马太福音二十三章三十七到三十八节来看。
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to you.How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
耶稣说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。”
Jesus says, "Your house is left unto you desolate."
耶稣说：“看哪，你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。”
So Jesus sent prophet after prophet to Israel.
所以耶稣呢，他就把先知一个接一个，拆到耶路撒冷那里去。
They appeal to God's people to repent and accept the Messiah.
他们向上帝的子民来向他们呼吁，要接受弥赛亚。
Then God sent His own Son.
那上帝接着呢，就把他的儿子拆到地上来。
But they crucified Him.
但是他们把他钉在十字架上。
They put a crown of thorns upon his head and nails through his hands.
他们把荆棘冠冕戴在他头上，把钉子钉在他的手上。
Jesus wanted to draw them to himself.
耶稣希望把众人吸引来归向他。
He loved them with an immense love.
他有深深的爱，爱着人类。
And Jesus loves you with an immense love.
那今天耶稣也是深深的爱着我们每一位。
He wants to draw you to himself.
他要把你带到他的身边。
But the choices we make determine our eternal destiny.
但是你今天怎么样来做决定，就关乎到永恒。
Now Jesus said something very interesting to his disciples and to the Christians there.
耶稣对当时的基督徒，对他的门徒说了一句非常有趣的话语。
In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus says this to them.
在马太福音24章，耶稣对他们说，
When you see the Roman armies coming to surround the city,
当你看到罗马的军兵来环绕着耶路撒冷的时候
，Get ready to flee，
他说你们要准备好要逃离
，Because soon they'll attack the city，
因为他们很快就要攻击这个城市了。
Let me tell you an interesting historical fact，
给大家讲一个历史上的一个事实。
In 69 A.D.，
在公元六十年。
Cestius Gallus, the Roman prelate, the Roman general, was coming to surround the city.
就当时的罗马的军官呢，他就围绕了耶路撒冷。
But for some reason, history does not know, he pulled his troops back.
但是他围绕了一段时间之后呢，他就撤军了。
The Roman soldiers began to retreat. They don't understand why, even to this day.
他们不知道为什么罗马的士兵呢会就撤军。
The Jewish armies chased the Roman soldiers.
所以犹太军队呢，他们就出去要追赶罗马的军队。
The Christians now were free to leave the city and they fled.
所以当时的基督徒呢，他们就自由的可以离开城市了。
God protected his people.
所以上帝就保护了他的子民。
Not one Christian died in the destruction of Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷被毁的时候，没有一个基督徒因此死亡。
The next year, Titus and the Roman soldiers came, and they destroyed the city, but the Christians had fled.
所以第二年的时候，罗马军队又来了，包围了城市，但是呢，所有的基督徒都已经离开了。
There are two lessons that we learn from the destruction of Jerusalem.
所以在耶路撒冷被毁的这件事情上，我们学到两个教训。
Lesson number one.
第一个教训。
God loves his people.
上帝很爱他的子民。
Satan is not in control of the universe, God is.
撒旦控制不了宇宙，但是上帝控制着宇宙。
God's people may experience persecution and affliction.
上帝的子民可能会遇见逼迫，会遇见苦难。
But God is with them.
但上帝会与他们同在。
The second thing we learn is this.
第二个我们学习到的教训。
God sends messages of love for our protection.
上帝给我们有关于爱的信息呢，是为了保护我们。
He sends messages to prepare us for the coming crisis.
他在我们遇到一些困难的时候，他会预先告诉我们应该怎么样预备。
When a crisis comes upon the world,
当世界遇到难题的时候，
God sends those messages of kindness and love to prepare us for what's coming.
上帝呢，就预先去会预备好 把这个爱的信息给我们。
This leads us to Monday's lesson.
好，我们现在看一看星期一的这个学课的内容。
And here in Monday's lesson, we see that the Christians were providentially preserved.
在星期一的内容就讲到基督徒在上帝的慈爱的带领之下，他们得到了保存。
You remember the text in Psalm 46 verse 1.
在诗篇46篇第一节。
God is our refuge and strength.
上帝是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
A very present help in trouble.
是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore we will not fear.
所以呢，我们就不用害怕。
Though the mountains be removed and carried into the midst of the sea.
就好像山一样吹动被到海到海心。
Here is the incredible good news.
这就是一个非常美好的信息。
In the trials and difficulties of our life, we find strength and help in God.
所以在生命遇到危险困难的时候，我们在上帝那里得到力量。
But you ask the question.
但是你问的这个问题。
Pastor Mark.
Mark 芬尼牧师。
There have been many who have died for their faith.
但是有很多人因为他们的信心而受到逼迫甚至死亡。
There have been many who have been persecuted for their faith.
也有一些因为他们的信心是受到了逼迫。
Many imprisoned for their faith.
甚至有一些人是在坐在监牢当中。
When you think about the Apostle Paul.
你想想看使徒保罗。
He was beaten.
他被鞭打。
He was whipped.
他有人打他。
He was shipwrecked.
他在船上的是船上遇到了风浪。
He was stoned.
他被石头打。
He was imprisoned.
他也被关在监牢里面。
And eventually he was martyred for his faith.
那最后他为他的信心呢而殉道。
Where was God in all of this?
那在整个过程当中，上帝在哪里？
Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看看希伯来书第十一章。
And it's the last part of Monday's lesson. Hebrews 11, verses 35 to 38.
希伯来书十一章35到38节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35 to 38. And I'm going to actually read that first.And then another passage in Hebrews.
所以看这一段，然后再看另外一段希伯来书圣经的章节。
You remember Hebrews 11 is the great chapter on faith in the Bible.
希伯来书十一章是关于讲到信心的伟人的故事。
It talks about the persecution that God's people went through.
讲到上帝的子民他们所遇到的不同的逼迫。
It says, verse 35 in Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章三十五节说
Women received their dead raised to life. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection.
所以妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
Isn't that an interesting verse?
这是一个非常有趣的经文。
Some dead were raised to life.
有些人死人复活了。
Did God raise Lazarus from the dead and did Lazarus reunite with his sisters Mary and Martha?
圣经讲到是吧，拉撒路，耶稣使他从死里复活，他就可以和他的姐姐见面了。
And did Jesus raise a little girl from the dead? Sure.
那也一个小女孩子，她是死了，耶稣也让她复活了。
And there was great rejoicing.
那复活的时候大家都很快乐。
But look at the last part of the text.
但这一段经文最后是怎么说？
Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection.
所以又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着什么更美的复活。
So some were raised to life, but some died.
那有些人复活了，那又死了。
But they all had the hope of a better resurrection.
但是他们都有一个希望说更美的复活。
Let's continue reading.
我们再继续再读。
Verse 36, still others had trial of mocking, scourging, yes, in chains and imprisonment.
然后36节说，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。
They were stoned, they were sawn in sunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword.
有被石头打死、被锯死、受试探、被刀杀。
Now let's look at verse 39 and 40. We'll just skip down there to 39 and 40.
And 我们看39到40节。
We may not have that in the lesson, but I just want to read that to you.
希伯来书11章的39到40节，那大家可以打开圣经自己来看啊。
It's talking about those who died in faith, and it says this.
圣经是这么说的。
All these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.
圣经是说，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，但是呢，仍未得着所应许的。
God having provided some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
因为上帝给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Here is what Hebrews 11 is saying.
所以这就是希伯来书11章告诉我们的。
Some will be persecuted for their faith.
有些人因为他们的信心受到逼迫。
Some may be tortured and imprisoned.
有些人可能是在监狱当中是受到各种各样的严刑苦打。
It happened in early Christianity.
在早期基督徒的他们生命当中已经有这些事情发生。
But all of God's people will be strengthened by God, whatever they have to go through.
但是所有上帝的子民，不管他们遇到什么，他们都从上帝得到力量。
Some will be delivered.
有些人他们会上帝会拯救他们。
Some will be miraculously healed.
有些人呢，他们会得到医治。
But by faith, all God's people will hold on and cling to Him.
但是借着信心，所有上帝的子民都抓住上帝的应许。
And by faith, they all will look forward to that new heavens and new earth.
所以借着信心，每一个人都期望着看到那个新天新地。
By faith, they will look forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
借着信心，他们期望着耶稣再来。
Our lesson encourages us.
所以这个故事，我们所学的学课，给我们带来鼓励。
Whatever you are going through today,
不管今天我们遇见什么，
Christ is with you.
耶稣基督会与我们同在。
He will strengthen you.
他会给你力量。
Whatever you are going through today,
不管你今天遇到什么，
Look beyond what is to what will be.
不把你的眼光从你现在这里望向将来。
Look for that better day in Jesus Christ.
在想象着在耶稣基督里面有更美好的日子。
He will come to deliver you.
他会来拯救你。
Now in Tuesday's lesson,
在星期二的这个学课当中，
we read about these faithful Christians who were faithful amid persecution.
我们就看到那些在逼迫当中仍然持守忠心的基督徒。
Persecution did not keep them from sharing God's word.
虽然有逼迫，但是他们仍然分享上帝的话语。
I've written a paragraph there under the title Faithful Amid Persecution. You see it in your lesson.
在我们的学课当中，题目叫做在逼迫中持守忠心。
Through the early centuries of Christianity, the Christian church grew rapidly despite imprisonment, torture, persecution.
这里马克芬尼牧师他写到说，在基督教早期的几个世纪里，尽管有监禁、酷刑和逼迫，
Faithful believers totally committed to Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaimed His word with power. Lives were changed, tens of thousands were converted.
基督教会仍然迅速的发展，忠信的信徒完全委身于基督，他们被圣灵充满，以能力宣讲他的道，生命被改变，成千上万的人悔改归主。
The New Testament church grew rapidly.
在新约时代早期的教会，他们发展的非常快。
Not because there were no challenges.
不是说他们没有问题。
Not because there were no difficulties.
不是说他们没有困难。
God's power is revealed most powerfully in the context of challenge and difficulties.
所以上帝他的能力就是在我们遇到困难的时候才更加显示出来。
The miracle working power of God comes when there are challenges.
当我们遇到困难的时候，上帝他行使的神迹就会更加显明。
Challenges lead us to trust God more completely.
当我们遇到挑战的时候，是我们愿意更加完全的相信上帝的时候。
So we can say praise God for the challenges.
我们感谢主，让我们遇见这些困难。
Because challenges give us an opportunity to sense God's power.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就能感觉到上帝大能的存在。
If you believe that, send a heart up so I can see you're saying amen.
所以大家放一些信心啊，放一些这个表情啊，让马可芬尼牧师知道大家听到他的话觉得是对的。
Yes, challenges enable God to work.
是当我们遇到挑战的时候，让上帝为我们做更多的。
And our Chinese believers believe that.
我们在中国的弟兄姐妹也是相信这一点的。
So let's look at these New Testament Christians.
让我们看看在早期的新约的信徒。
They ministered in the spite of challenges.
虽然是遇到重难题的时候，他们仍然做上帝的话语。
Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
I love those hearts when I see them coming up and those hands and those smiles.
感谢各位弟兄姐妹呢，你们发出的这些表情啊，符号啊，带着新的符号啊，给马可芬尼牧师带来很多的鼓励。
Acts chapter 2 verse 41. Let's look at the New Testament church.
使徒行传二章第四十一节，看早期教会。
Then those who gladly received his word were baptized that day. About 3,000 souls were added to them.
圣经上说，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
The New Testament church did not stop witnessing for Christ because there were challenges.
那早期的新约的信徒不是因为他们遇到了挑战就不再宣扬耶稣基督的名了。
3,000 were baptized in a day.
那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
Acts chapter 4 verse 4.
使徒行传四章第四节。
However many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came about 5,000.
但听到之人有许多信的，男丁数目约到5,000。
Praise God, 5,000 men were baptized, plus women and children. That must have been 10 or 12, 15,000.
所以那里圣经上说，男丁数目约到5,000，所以加上妇人孩子的话，可能有上万或者15,000了。
Notice Acts 4, verse 31.
使徒行传四章三十一节。
And when they had prayed, the place where they assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论上帝的道。
So what do we find in the New Testament?
所以在新约圣经我们找到什么？
There were challenges.
他们有许多挑战。
There were difficulties.
他们有许多的困难。
But the New Testament church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是新约的教会是被圣灵充满的。
The challenges did not keep them from witnessing. The challenges gave them an opportunity to witness.
他们有挑战的时候不会让他们退缩不传道，而是让他们更有勇气的向前去传道。
Our text in Acts 4 verse 31 says they prayed.
在使徒行传四章三十一节说祷告了。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就被圣灵充满。
And they preached the word of God with confidence.
然后放胆讲论上帝的道。
Look at Acts chapter 5, verse 42.
我们再看使徒行传五章的第四十二节。
The Bible says in Acts 5, verse 42.
圣经使徒行传五章四十二节是这么说。
And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Lord.
他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。
Sharing Christ was a way of life for them.
所以他们的生命当中就是要分享基督。
The circumstances in society did not keep them from sharing Jesus.
在社会当中所发生的环境当中这些事情的话，不能够阻止他们分享耶稣基督。
But these early Christians did not only proclaim with their lips, they loved with their lives.
所以这早期的信徒，他们不单单是在口里面说上帝的话，他们在生命当中也表现了上帝的爱。
For these early Christians, they did not only preach the word, they lived the word.
在早期的信徒，他们不单单是口里面宣扬上帝的话，他们的生命也表现出上帝的话。
This leads us to Wednesday's lesson.
所以现在我们可以看星期三的学课的内容。
And I have written there in the introduction of Wednesday's lesson titled Caring for the Community.
在星期三的内容就讲到关怀社区。
The early Christian church grew not only because its members preached the gospel, but because they lived the gospel.
马可芬尼牧师他就写到，早期基督教会的发展不仅是因为信徒热心宣扬福音，也因为他们实践福音。
Believers modeled the ministry of Christ who went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people.
信徒以基督的事工为榜样，像耶稣基督一样走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
Let's look at a few examples in the book of Acts of how these Christians really cared and how they cared for the members of the church and society.
我们看一看圣经里面《使徒行传》第二章里面讲到的一些例子，当时的基督徒他们怎么关怀社区里面的人。
We go to Acts chapter 2, verse 44 to 47.
看看《使徒行传》二章44到47节。
Now all who believed were together, and they had all things in common.
信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
What does that mean?
这到底是什么意思？
They had all things in common.
他们都是凡物共用，都在一处是什么意思？
They sharedTogether.
就是他们把东西拿出来分享。
How does that apply to the church today?
那对我们今天教会，我们怎么样可以使用这个原则呢？
We care for one another.
我们也互相的关心。
Let me give you an example of that.
给大家举一个例子。
I attend a church called the Living Hope Seventh-day Adventist Church.
马可芬尼牧师他说他在那里去的一个教会呢，叫做活希望的一个教会。
In our church, we have a special fund that we all contribute to.
在这个教会当中呢，他们有一个特别的基金，是大家都奉献放在这个基金当中的。
It's called the Benevolent Fund.
所以这个基金的意思就是说我们去帮助人的一个基金。
During COVID, we had about $80,000 in that fund.
所以在疫情的时候呢，在这个基金里面大概有$80,000的捐款在里面。
When our members were out of work and could not pay for their lodging and rent, they would apply to our church and we would give them some funding to help them.
所以有些教友因为失去工作了，在疫情当中的时候付不起他们的租金呢，或者是他们居住的地方这个没有居住的地方了，那他们向我们申请，我们就用这个基金来帮助他们。
When they could not buy food, we helped them.
如果他们没有钱买食物了，我们也会帮助他们。
If they needed medical treatment, which is in the United States quite expensive, we helped them.
如果他们需要看医生，他们需要医疗的服务，因为在美国的医疗服务是非常昂贵的。那我们也会帮助他们。
They would fill out a special form, apply to the church. We had a committee that would evaluate that.
所以他们就会来到教会里面填一张表，申请表。那我们教会里面的一个委员会来看看大家申请的内容。
So Christianity is something to be lived, not simply something to proclaim.
所以基督徒的生活呢，不单单是我们口里讲的，而是在生活当中要实践出来的。
Notice what the Bible says in verse 42 of the book of Acts, verse 44 rather, and verse 45, 46, and we look at that. Acts chapter 2, verse 44.
然后我们再看《使徒行传》第二章的第44节之后
，It says they shared together，
他们都在一处。
It says verse 45, some of them sold their possessions and they helped others in need.
这里说他们并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And the Bible says in verse 46 how they broke their bread and they shared their meals together.
46节就是他们同心合意的一起在店里面在家中掰饼，一起诚实，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
In Acts chapter 3, it talks about the healing of a lame man by the gate and how Peter and John cared for this man's physical health.
那《使徒行传》第三章呢，就讲到，彼得和约翰他们来关心这个腿瘸的人，那医治他，使他可以行走了。
What are the principles that we learn from these two texts, the one in Acts 2 and in the one in Acts 3?
使徒行传第二章和第三章的内容给我们学到一些什么原则？
The principles are this. Jesus cared for people physically, mentally, and spiritually.
首先呢，就是耶稣他对我们身心灵几方面都是关心到的。
What is the church?
教会是什么？
The church is the body of Christ.
教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
Positively benefiting society.
在这个教会存在的理由就是要关心到给社区带来益处。
We help people quit smoking so that they can have better health and be reduced cancer.
所以那些吸烟的，我们开戒烟班，让他们戒除吸烟的习惯，使他们有健康的身体。
We help people get on a better diet so that they can reduce heart disease and cancer.
我教导他们有更美好的健康生活方式，使他们生活更健康。
We care for people.
我们关心社区的人。
We help to feed the poor.
那些有贫穷的，负担不起的，我们给他们有食物吃。
Provide clothing for some who may not have the money to buy it.
如果有人付不起，费用买衣服的话，我们也为他们提供衣服。
So the church of God in this world, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, cares for people.
所以基督复临安息会的教会是要关心我们身边的人。
You know, it's very interesting when you look, for example, at Christian history.
我们可以看看，基督教的历史也是很有趣的。
This leads us to Thursday's lesson.
我们看星期四的内容。
How will society know that this church is different?
在社区当中，他们怎么知道我们的教会是特别的，是不一样的呢？
In John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus says this.
约翰福音13章35节，耶稣是这么说。
John 13, verse 35.
约翰福音13章35节。
And Jesus puts it this way.
耶稣这么说。
By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
When Christ comes into our hearts, we love him and we love one another.
当耶稣基督住在我们心中的时候，我们爱耶稣基督，也是我们爱身边的人。
First John chapter 4, verse 21.
然后我们看约翰一书，这里说约翰一书四章二十一节。
The Christian church has care and love for people.
在早期的基督教的教会呢，他们是关心身边的人的。
Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 21.
约翰一书四章二十一节是这么说。
And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
圣经上说，爱上帝的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从上帝所受的命令。
In those early centuries, love for one another within the church, love for the community was part of the New Testament.
所以在早期教会的时候，在 教会当中他们互相之间有爱心，同时也爱社区的人，这就是当时基督徒他们所表现出来的。
Tertullian was an early Christian theologian.
在早期教会的时候呢，有一位历史学家。
And this is what he writes.
他是这么写的。
It is mainly the deeds of love so noble that lead many to put a brand upon us.
这个历史学家说，主要是如此高尚之爱的种种行为导致许多人铭记了我们。
See they say how they love one another.
所以他们看到了，见到了人们所有的爱心。
There were two great plagues that came through the European and Asian areas in the early centuries.
在早期的时候呢，有两次毁灭性的这个灾病在发生。
One plague took place in 160 AD.
其中有一次灾病发生时间呢是公元160年。
And another in 260 AD.
然后另外一次发生是在265年。
These plagues were like COVID, but much worse.
所以这些流行性的疾病发生呢，就好像我们之前的疫情一样，但是呢，比我们的疫情更严重。
But the disease was very infectious.
当时因为有人受感染之后的话，也会很快的传染给其他人。
Thousands were dying.
很多几千上万的人都会死亡。
And the dead were lying in the streets.
所以人死了之后，尸体就被放在街道上面。
So the pagans would do this.
所以当时的异教徒会这么做。
They would take their fathers and mothers, the elderly.
他们把他们的年长的父母。
Lay them in the street to die.
把他们放在街道上，让他们去死。
If their children got this disease, they would put them in the street to die.
如果小孩子得病了之后，也会把他们放在街道上，让他们去死。
The pagans did not want to risk the death getting these diseases, so they just abandoned their loved ones.
所以那些异教徒，他们就把自己亲人呢，都把他放弃了，担心这些有病的人会传染给他们健康的人。
The Christians went out into the streets.
但是当时基督徒就到街道上面去了。
It's an amazing fact of history.
在这个历史当中是非常有趣的。
The Christians went into the streets.
基督徒呢就到街道上去服务人。
They bathed the brow of the fever.
那些得了流行病的人，他们发烧，他们就为他们擦汗。
They fed the starving.
那些没有东西吃的，他们为他们提供食物。
The Christians ministered to the pagan families.
所以当时的基督徒对异教徒的人来关心他们，来支持他们。
And the pagans abandoned their families.
异教徒他们对自己的亲人呢已经不照顾了。
Because of this love.
因为基督徒有这样子的爱心。
Because society could see that love.
因为社区的人，社会的人可以看见这样的爱心。
Christianity grew by the thousands.
所以很多的人呢就转以相信基督教了。
There are two lessons I want you to take away from this week's Sabbath school lesson.
所以在我们这个星期的学课当中呢，我希望大家学到两样东西。
Lesson number one.
第一个要学习的内容。
Christ will be with you in every trial.
在我们遇到任何危险困难的时候，耶稣会与我们同在。
Do not give up.
所以不要放弃。
Keep witnessing for Jesus in the challenges.
在你遇到挑战的时候，继续为耶稣基督来做见证。
Lesson number two.
第二个要学习的内容。
Let your church be a loving church.
让你的教会成为一个有爱心的教会。
Reach out in love to people around you.
在你的身边，那些有需要的人用爱去关心他们。
How many of you today want to say Jesus?
所以今天晚上有哪些人说愿意对耶稣基督这么说？
I know you are with me in my challenges.
我知道我遇到困难，但是你是和我同在。
And I will keep reaching out in love to people around me.
那我会愿意用我的爱去关心我身边的人。
If that is your decision, send a heart to the screen.
如果是你愿意这么做的话，就发一些表情，你的心，你的各样各样的表情符号发出来。
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
We pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for my Chinese believers.
超爱的天父上帝，感谢你，我们中国的弟兄姐妹们。
May Jesus be near us today.
让耶稣基督与我们同在。
Now and forever.
从现在直到将来。
In Christ's name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。